This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. 3 years ago, residents of the Wilmington area found out about a toxic chemical compound in their drinking water. The toxin Gen-X was discharged into the Cape Fear River by Chemours industrial site for decades. Today, residents are still learning about the extent of the effects of that contamination. And local legislatures are proposing more extensive regulation of chemical compounds. Vince Winkle is a reporter for WHQR in Wilmington. He's been working on a special report that looks back on 3 years since the public first learned of Gen-X. Welcome back, Vince.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Good to have you. Been 3 years since Chemours said it would clean up the discharge. That was after decades, really, of contamination. Do people have clean drinking water now?
I'm sorry. No. In 3 years, there has been a lot of progress in terms of bringing attention to this issue. And I think now everyone across the country is close to some site that has PFAS contamination in the water. But here, the river water is not clean. The filtration systems, have been ramped up by the public utilities on both sides of the Cape Fear River here in the Cape Fear region. And so what's coming out of the tap is better than it was 3 years ago when nobody knew that it was there. But there's still a long way to go and a lot of money to be spent on the new technology that's under construction here now to better clean the water. Of course, everyone here wishes that nothing else would be dumped into the Cape Fear River and that it should stop at the source. But right now, that's just not the world we live in.
All right. So what happened to, because I know there's more than 200 residents who live near Chemours' Fayetteville Works plant, and they filed a federal lawsuit against the company 2 weeks ago. So what have we learned about the extent of the contamination in people and in the environment over just the past 3 years?
Yeah, the federal lawsuit in the middle of last month, which focuses on the folks that are living relatively close to the Chemours plant. They're filing it because their property values have just nosedived and their well water's contaminated and they don't want to eat their vegetables. There have been exposure studies that North Carolina State has spearheaded. A couple years ago, they tested 344 folks here in Wilmington. Blood tests, urine tests, and testing the water coming out of their tap. Now, they just received a huge Superfund research grant that's going to allow them to follow these people for 5 years and add another 500 people to that group. They'll be testing them regularly to understand how these chemicals move through the human body and how they may impact human health. But this is not a health study. It is an exposure study. The health studies are still few and far between. Everyone points to the health study that was done in Parkersburg, West Virginia, which went through a nightmare of sorts. It was the basis of the film Dark Water that Mark Ruffalo starred in that came out a few months ago. But the health studies in the Cape Fear region and near the plant in Fayetteville haven't really been done yet.
Yeah. So to make clear what that distinction is, the value of that is an exposure study will tell you what's in you and the health study tells you what it'll do to you. And the health studies are what we really don't know. And of course, it's hard to make a conclusive. And corporations have really, in a sense, benefited by the fact that you can't come up with a definitive correlation between these two. You can make a correlation, but you can't always make the cause. Vince, I know you talked to Emily Donovan, who's the co-founder of Clean Cape Fear, and she described how people are coping with the contamination. Let's listen.
It's still no way to live. And I think that's where we see the frustration. That's where I personally feel the frustration as well, is no, this we shouldn't have to live this way. We shouldn't have to buy home filters. We should be able to drink the water that we're already paying for. We shouldn't have to, families living near the Chemours facility should not be afraid to grow vegetables and should not be afraid to swim in their swimming pools, do their laundry, or again, try and figure out how to manage their property value. And these are things that are fundamentally unfair. Absolutely.
That's Emily Donovan, co-founder of Clean Cape Fear. I'm talking to Vince Winkle, reporter for WHQR in Wilmington. What happened this year to the criminal case filed against Chemours?
Yeah, well, they decided in the middle of May that Chemours will not be charged in a Clean Water Act case. A spokesman for the attorney's office, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Eastern North Carolina, said the charges were dropped after a grand jury investigation. And since grand jury deliberations are confidential, they couldn't really release any of the documents. Now, corporations are rarely criminally penalized for environmental violations, and it's unclear what the specific allegations were in the Chemours case. But, of course, we know that Chemours and their parent company, DuPont, discharged millions of gallons of wastewater for those four decades into the Cape Fear River. But that case was dropped in mid-May, and the folks, the environmentalists in this community, were not at all surprised, given that it was a federal case and that in the last few years we've seen a lot of regulations and restrictions rolled back through the EPA.
All right. And so, well, who is holding Chemours accountable then through all of this?
Well, there's a consent order that was signed last year between Cape Fear River Watch, the Department of Environmental Quality, and Chemours. And it requires the company to clean up its site and its emissions and its discharges. And part of the consent order required Chemours to draft a corrective action plan, which they released. They released that in December, and it has gotten poor reviews from the public utilities here, the environmental organizations, saying that it's vague and it doesn't really do anything but push things a few years down the road to protect the river. So they've been sent back to the drawing board. Now, as you probably know, the EPA, when COVID-19 started to break and the shutdown began, the EPA came out in April and said it was suspending its enforcement of environmental laws all over the country and told companies that they won't have to meet environmental standards during the outbreak, which certainly didn't make people around here very happy. But North Carolina's Department of Environmental Quality said, well, the EPA may have relaxed the rules, but we haven't, so we are going to keep an eye on you, Chemours, and keep monitoring the situation.
And what has Chemours done to reduce the discharge?
They built well, for one thing, they've been trucking wastewater to Texas, of all places. And then they built a $75 million thermal oxidizer. And this is a huge unit that apparently does get rid of 99.9% of the air emissions that have been coming out of the Fayetteville site. But in terms of the water, besides closing the spigot further, wastewater is, we believe, all being trucked off-site. Of course, there's so much in the sediment of the Cape Fear River that the water itself, at least the scientists I talked to, the water itself will never be as clean as it probably was 100 years ago.
Part of the problem, of course, was the vague regulations around Gen X in particular, but other pollutants in its class. And I know that Democratic Representative Deb Butler of Wilmington is proposing some legislation that would further regulate them. And you talk to her. Let's listen to what she has to say.
You know, I've learned that in this political environment, everything seems to be political. I never thought environmental contamination would be a political football, but it is. Never thought that public health crises would be political footballs. I think we have a lot of learning to do as a community about how we approach these issues together. And it's going to take, I think it's going to take different leadership to do that. I think that our federal leadership has attacked people, not problems. And that's regrettable for sure.
That's Representative, State Representative Deb Butler of Wilmington. I'm talking to Vince Winkle, reporter for WHQR. So what would her legislation or the legislation she sponsored, what would it do?
Well, there are two bills that she co-wrote with Pricey Harrison, another representative that's very involved in environmental issues in North Carolina. One is an outright ban on PFAS in the state. The second one is much more involved in restrictions and monitoring of PFAS discharges and who is creating these compounds, where they are, and to be much stricter in how they get permits to be able to unload this into waterways. Now, most people don't think the bills have a great shot because the General Assembly is GOP dominated, and Representative Butler, who represents a district that the Cape Fear River literally cuts right through, has never been allowed to serve on an environmental committee that focuses on water quality as much as she has tried to lead that charge. So like everything else, unfortunately, everything became very political and from the top on down. And so, but Representative Butler and others are at least keeping and pushing for mm-hmm. attention right. to be paid to this, which is what Emily Donovan does. She's testified in front of Congress a few times on PFAS.
Vince Winkle, reporter for WHQR in Wilmington. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks for having me.
Links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org.